answers.
And Kathy Dawes now. I have a whole room full of people from the Riley County Health Department and appreciate all three of you for coming in today. Breva Spencer, Child Care Licensing Coordinator. Also Heather Ritchie, Child Care Licensing Surveyor. And Sarah Weckhorst, who is a social work intern. And we'll lead off with Breva today. And we have all kinds of things to talk about. And there's a program that you're wanting to share with us some more information on. I know our Riley County Commission reporter brought back a little information on this, but I'll let you elaborate.
Yeah, so the Child Care Licensing Program took over the Geary County Child Care Licensing contract with KDHE. So we just wanted to remind everybody that Riley County is taking over those services in Geary County. And Heather is doing most of the surveying over in Geary County. And so if you have any questions or concerns or want to know about how to become a provider, that information is on our Riley County Health Department website. And she would be more than happy to answer any questions.
Well, Heather, I guess if you kind of want to share with us, and since you've already kind of gotten going with this, I don't know how much work you've done in this regard yet, but how it's kind of going for you. And
it's going really good. We took over the contract in November, and so I've been over there working with several providers. We've had some trainings and meet and greet so I can meet the providers, and it's going really well. And we've had a lot of new providers come out and apply as well. So.
Sarah, kind of the role that you have.
Yeah, so as the intern, I've just been learning a lot from Breva and Heather both, and just kind of getting used to the idea of child care licensing, learning the regulations, and Breva's a social worker that I'm interning underneath, so I've learned a lot about social work and how to talk and interact with people from her, so that's been really positive in my social work education.
And Breva, some of the advantages to this, and I mean, it is sort of new territory for you, but there may be some advantages for the folks out there too and the services you are able to provide.
Yeah, so we have a lot of trainings that we provide at the health department. Raising Riley does a lot of in-house trainings there at the health department. And now that we've taken over Geary County, those providers are also able to come over and incorporate into our trainings, and we're always glad to have them, and it's another resource for them to have as well in the community, as well as it's always nice to have a second surveyor go out with us on surveys. Just when two people are there, it makes things go a little bit quicker, and you know, just having someone there to be another set of eyes and ears. So
Heather, about how many folks are you working with? I don't know if you have any numbers yet, and maybe if you can go into a bit more detail about the types of cases. I know you probably have to be careful a little bit with your clients in terms of identifying them, but just an idea of the different types of cases that you work with.
We have 48 licensed facilities over in Geary County. Most of those are licensed homes. And then we have, I believe, 8 centers and preschools and 1 Head Start that I work with over there. So.
And I know there's a lot of things that are involved anymore with some of the state law changes some years back. I'm sure if you don't mind sharing, there's a lot involved to having a child care. I know from some friends of mine that are involved in that.
Yes, the first thing you have to do is attend an orientation with your local surveyor. Then you apply. The state will then process your application. There's also several trainings that you have to do. There's a safe sleep course you have to take, child abuse and neglect, basic child development, and you also have to be certified in current for state and CPR.
And Breva, some of the things that you've kind of discovered in working with Geary County, I mean, how has it changed your role, perhaps? And I know, of course, Heather very instrumental in a lot of what you do, but kind of describe what you're seeing and any differences that way.
Yeah, so when we came in, there was some difference in how the regulation may be implemented. And so it was just our job to make sure that we were ensuring that providers were following the regulation and making sure that those things were happening. We also created some organizational tools to help them become more compliant with paperwork. So I think those Geary County providers have also been able to utilize those resources that our Riley County providers have had for about a year or two. So we hope we're bringing great things to Geary County, and we hope we're helping them with resources and to become compliant and to be the best that they can be. So,
and Heather, I guess one thing we might want to emphasize is you're really there to help these folks. I know when we hear about some of these changes, folks kind of balk at it and think, oh my gosh, I got to do this, this, and this. But you're really there to help them meet some of those requirements.
Exactly. And they've been very welcoming to us, and it's been really great to meet them. And yeah, we just want to make sure that we're educating them on the regulations and helping them follow them as best as possible.
Any particular regulations that seem to be a little more problematic or challenging as you're working with them?
Perhaps, I would Brevin. Say illegal childcare is one that you can't ever really get a grasp on. In the state of Kansas, you have to have a license if you're providing care out of your home for more than 20 hours a week for one child or combined for two children. So if you think about it, one child that maybe comes for 10 hours and one child that comes for 15 hours, and it's out of that person's home, they would need a license. So it's not very many hours that you can watch children without having a license. And the license is there to really ensure the health and safety of children and to make sure that they're in quality and regulated care. So,
And hearing that information, I imagine there's a lot of people that aren't in compliance and don't even know it.
Correct. And that's our role, really, when we go out. We really try to educate them on the law and help them to obtain a license. So we don't want them to feel like they don't have any resources. We try to walk them through the process, and we try to help them obtain a license, because if they're already doing the work, they obviously are already passionate about it, and they are already caring for those children. And so we just would like them to be able to obtain that license so that they're compliant with state laws.
What about grandparents, family members? They have to think about this too?
If they're relative to the child, then up to the sixth degree, then no, they do not have to have a license.
I was going to say that would really open up a can of worms
if
that applied. Well, let's go back to Sarah a bit too. I'd like to learn more about what she's kind of learning in the whole process too, and just any surprises in your work here and what you've kind of been seeing as you've worked with Heather and Breva.
Yeah, I've learned a lot about kind of the population that child care providing serves, and it's really cool to see how different daycares really meet different needs in the community. And even though they're not all the same quality, or they have a lot of different features of all of them, they're all really meeting specific needs and serving different populations, which has been really, really cool to work with culturally diverse populations, socioeconomic diverse populations. And so I've really just learned a lot about working with all different types of people, children as well. And so, it's just been really cool. And Geary County has brought in a great opportunity to work with a different group of people.
I can tell you're really passionate. Are you hoping to carry this on into something later in life? Or, it's as you learn more from these folks?
Yeah, definitely. What I've learned, I didn't even really know about child care licensing before I started this internship, and I can definitely see myself somehow coming back to it. I love Brevin and Heather, and so I'm really not ready to leave them. So yeah, if I had an opportunity to keep working with them, I would absolutely love to.
Well, kind of going back around the room maybe one more time, I'll get some thoughts from you as we get closer to wrapping things up. But Heather, I don't know, maybe any particular questions that you hear the most from folks, or anything you really want to highlight while you're here today as you work with some of these people in Geary County and kind of expand your efforts that way.
Yeah, I think with Geary County, it's just kind of going back over the regulations with them. There's been some misunderstandings about as far as what is regulation and what's not. So, like I said, we've had some trainings, and I just really have been open to them calling me. I've had a lot of providers call and ask questions, and so I've just been really open to them calling and letting me know if they have questions, and just trying to help educate them as far as what we can do to help them.
Breva, I'm sure your eyes are always toward Topeka in case laws get changed again, and you have to probably be somewhat flexible, but I know the big change has occurred. I'm trying to think how many years ago when they really did change quite a few of the regulations, but I'm sure you're always kind of watching to be sure things don't change that way.
Yeah, in 2012, they changed some regulations due to Lexi's Law, and that came about. We had more stringent regulations on safe sleep and supervision, and they implemented additional training at that time. And then we just, starting in May 12th, we'll have some additional training requirements that will come out with new regulations as well. So, yeah, we always have to be watching what's going on at the state and making sure our providers are informed of the changes and making sure that if they have questions, they know they can contact myself or Heather. So,
you know, and I'm going back through my memory. I can only think of one case really in the 16 years I've been here, maybe two tops where there have been issues with child care facilities in this county, couple county area. But I mean, it sounds like what you see is pretty much pretty good. I don't know if they have to make slight alterations, Heather, or what you kind of see as you work with these folks.
Yeah, I think that we have great providers in both Riley and Geary counties. And I think that they want to learn. They want to do what's right. And so that's why I think they do ask questions and they're really willing to do what's best for their kids that they have in care.
Absolutely. We love our providers in both counties, and we think that they do a great job, and kudos to them for doing a really difficult job and doing it well. So,
less than a minute, if somebody wants to throw anything else out, anybody else want to share, Breva, appreciate you being here. Anything else you want to highlight for folks today?
If you are interested in becoming a child care provider, you can go to the health department website. It's on the county website, and go under child care licensing. We outline things that you will have to do prior to that, as well as if you're a parent and you're wondering about your compliance history of your provider, you can go to the KDHE website, and it lists out the compliance history of all providers who are licensed.
Well, thanks to all three of you for coming by. Riley County Health Department Child Care Licensing Coordinator Breva Spencer, also Heather Ritchie, who's Child Care Licensing Surveyor, and then we also have Social Work Intern Sarah Weckhorst. Appreciate all three of you coming by.
Thank you.
You've been listening.
Thank you.
To In Focus.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's 10 a.m. at K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. K-Man, Manhattan.
Yes, news. I'm